Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, developed and produced by Norman Lear. Late at night in the living room, Archie Bunker wears PJs and a blue plaid robe as he paces. Pausing by the telephone, he gazes expectantly, then peers at his watch. He slowly strides through the swinging door into the kitchen. Archie flicks the light switch on, then approaches a cupboard, takes out a drinking glass, and sets it on the counter. He opens the fridge and grabs a nearly empty milk bottle. Flipping the lid off, he fills the bottom third of his glass. He sets the empty bottle aside, taking out a second nearly empty bottle. He flips the lid off and empties the milk into his now half-full glass. As he finds a third bottle of milk dregs, he gazes about, annoyed. Archie empties it into his glass, filling it two-thirds full. Setting aside the third empty bottle, he shuts the fridge and drinks as Edith enters in a robe and hair curlers.
Oh, Archie, it's 2:15 in the morning. What are you doing up?
I'm playing musical milk bottles here, Edith. How come you got three bottles here and between them all a man can't get one full glass of milk?
I guess it's because we don't finish one bottle all the way before we open the next.
I guess that must be it.
Archie rolls his eyes.
You know, it's the little things that torture a person.
You haven't been to sleep yet. Even in bed, you didn't sleep.
He sits.
How did you know that?
Because when you sleep, you snore and kick. And when it's very quiet and I'm not getting hurt much, I know you ain't asleep.
She scratches her head and yawns.
Is there something on your mind?
Edith, I just got a little simple indigestion, that's all.
Did you eat something that didn't agree with you?
Only your dinner, Edith.
Wearing only green PJ bottoms, Michael shuffles in, yawning.
I thought I heard voices down here. What's going on?
What's going on? Your mother-in-law and me are running away together.
What's bugging you? I just never seen you up this late, that's all.
Well, it don't need no big explanation. And shut that yap, will you? You just woke up and you ain't no Brett the Spring, you know.
He goes to the fridge and takes out a sandwich as Gloria enters in a PJ top.
What's going on? How come everybody's up?
Now, look at this. Will you answer me? Can't you two get a second pair of pajamas, huh?
Gloria's top matches Michael's bottoms.
Or would that destroy something beautiful in your marriage?
I'm not even awake yet, and he's picking.
Yeah, because it ain't decent going to bed that way.
Well, Archie, they're married.
Well, so are we married, Edith, and we go to bed fully dressed.
Michael yawns.
I told you to shut that yap.
He shoves a napkin into Michael's mouth. Michael pulls it out.
Hey, what's bugging him?
They sit at the table.
Something bothering him?
Oh, I thought so, but he said no, but I still think so.
Michael eats the sandwich as Archie turns holding mustard. He gawks at him, then sits down the jar and points.
My sandwich!
Michael offers it.
Well, I don't want it now.
He paces away as Edith follows.
What's the matter, Archie? There's got to be something on your mind.
Edith, there's nothing on my mind now. Absolutely nothing. I'll get that. Stay away.
He rushes to the living room as they follow.
Hello, Feeney. Huh? Now, wait a minute. Who's this? No. There ain't no Valerie here. No, Mac. No. There ain't no Mary Lou neither. No, you see, you got a wrong number. What? No, nobody in this house wrote this number on the wall of the toilet at the Elks Club. Draw yourself out, huh?
Archie, are you expecting a call at this late hour?
Not necessarily.
But you said something about Feeney when you answered. Did you mean Harry Feeney?
What's with the third degree, huh, read it? I told you I ain't expecting no phone call. I'll get that. Keep away from there, me, that.
Archie waves Michael aside, who stands eating the sandwich.
Feeney? Oh, gee. No, buddy, this ain't Mary Lou's brother. Now, wait a minute, listen to me. You're drunk, see? Your brain is soaked in booze, and you don't know what you're doing. Now, don't call this number no more tonight, will you? Go back to the toilet wall and get yourself another number, huh?
Gazing about at them gathered around, he holds up his hands.
Why are you all standing here staring at me, huh? Why don't you just go to bed?
We can't go to bed when you're troubled, Daddy. We want to help you.
You want to help me with something that troubles me, huh?
She nods.
Will you put something on yourself and make yourself respectable? I mean, if that thing was any shorter, it'd be a scarf.
Come on, boy, let's go. We get enough of that talk during the day. We don't have to listen to it at night, too.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.
Good night,
Mom.
Good night.
As the kids head upstairs, Archie sits in his armchair.
Archie.
Edith sits in the chair beside him.
Would you get mad at me if I was to ask you something?
Only if it was something that makes me mad, Edith.
Are you worried about your job?
That makes me mad.
You are worried. Tell me, what is it?
Edith, it's nothing. It's just that, the company announced that they're having a 20% cutback in personnel, that's all, and I think it's going to hit my department pretty hard.
Oh, Archie.
Now, hold it, Edith. I ain't worried about it. Take it easy. You know me. I could get another job in 10 minutes. Came to that. It's just some of the other guys I work with, that's all. I'm worried about them. Like, there's a little Emmanuel, you know, he's Puerto Rican. One leg is shorter than the other. I mean, who wants a spick with a bum leg?
He gazes in concern as Edith considers, blinking.
And then you got Elmo, 56 years of age, black as the ace of spades. I mean, there ain't many places a guy like that can go. And you got Stretch Cunningham.
Well, he's white, ain't he?
Yeah, but with an IQ of about one. These guys have been waking under me for a lot of years, Edith, and it's them that I'm worried about.
Well, what has Harry Feeney got to do with it?
Well, Harry Feeney's the night watchman, see. Now, day after tomorrow, they're going to come out with a list of who gets the axe. So tonight, when Feeney's making his rounds, punching his clocks, he's going to poke around in the executive offices there and try and get the scoop first. And he's supposed to call me here during the night.
And you're staying up all night to find out about little Emmanuel and Elmo?
Yes, Edith. Stretch Cunningham, too.
Ma?
Yeah?
Now, stipend yourself about this to the kids, will you, Edith? I don't want
sure.
them to know. What are you doing up again?
We couldn't sleep.
I think I better make a pot of coffee.
I'll help you, Ma.
Wearing a robe, Gloria follows Edith.
Ma? Michael found this newspaper clipping on the bathroom floor. It must have fallen out of Daddy's bathrobe. It's about his company cutting back personnel. That's why he can't sleep tonight, isn't it?
Edith reads the clipping.
Oh, yeah. But you ain't supposed to know about this. Oh, I hope Mike don't say nothing.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. Michael understands. He's very tactful.
In the living room, Michael sits on the couch, smirking and nodding knowingly as he regards Archie. Glancing up, Archie's eyes widen in surprise. He mocks Michael by smirking and nodding back.
What the hell is that all about?
Nothing. I was just looking at you. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about how good you look. No, seriously. What are you, 47, 48 years old? You don't look a day over 40.
Archie glares.
You know you're lucky, Archie? This is the prime of your life.
You are in the best years of your life. You're strong. You got your health. You're in great shape.
Archie sneers toward the kitchen.
Edith, you told him.
The women enter.
You told him, and I asked you not to.
Archie, honest.
Nobody told me anything. Edith. Hey, listen, Archie, I'd like to look as good as you when I'm old. Older. I meant older.
You see that? You're out of my sight for 1 minute, and the tongue is wagging the whole door.
Daddy, it wasn't Mom. It was this newspaper clipping.
Give me that.
Well, Michael and I aren't fools. We can see you're worried.
Well, let me tell you something for your own information. It ain't myself that I'm worried about. Now, tell her, Edith.
Oh, no. He ain't worried about himself. He's just worried about poor little Emmanuel with the short leg and Stretch Cunningham and very black Elmo.
Sitting, she glances skeptically at Archie.
That's right. Of course, even if I was to lose my job, which there ain't no chance of that because I'm in so solid with the bosses, I could get another one in about 10 minutes. So don't give me the cow eyes, will you? Just save your concern for them as needs.
Oh, come on, Daddy. No matter what's bothering you, why can't you share it with your own family?
That's right, Archie.
Because a man don't bring his problems home. That's why.
Oh, I never heard such old-fashioned garbage. Well, thank heavens that's not the way it is with my marriage. Now, my husband's not afraid to bring home his troubles to me, to cry in my lap if he feels like it, to weep in my arms.
Gloria.
Why, he's not ashamed to show grief if he feels it.
Gloria.
What, to kick his feet and bang his hand?
Gloria, shut up.
Well, it's true.
Try telling a stifle. She's heard that all her life. It stops some cold the first time, man.
Gloria, I didn't mean to say shut up to you, but you wouldn't let me get a word in.
I was going overboard, huh?
Yes, I would say so.
I'm sorry,
Michael.
That's
all right. Don't worry. It's okay.
Archie, isn't that nice, the way they come to an understanding?
Wide-eyed, Archie regards Edith.
We could take a lesson from them.
You need your sleep, Edith. I'll get that.
That's all right, Daddy. I'll get it. Hello? Who do you want? Valerie? She's busy right now. This is Mary Lou.
Archie snatches away the phone and glares at Gloria.
Very funny. I'm gonna have this drunk on the phone the whole night long.
Archie curls his lip.
Now listen, Mike. Now wait a minute. No, I ain't gonna put Mary Lou back on the phone. There ain't no Mary Lou here. What the hell is going on here? Doorbell's ringing in the middle of the night. I got a dipso on my phone. This is a nightmare.
Hi, Mrs. Bunker. I noticed all your lights on. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Is that Dave the cop there?
Yeah.
Come on in, Dave. I got something here for you. I got a dirty caller on the line. You take it. Edith, come over here, will you?
He sits at the table.
I don't like it at all that Feeney ain't called. I'm kind of worried.
Oh, Archie. Oh, could I get you some toast and a cup of coffee?
No, nothing like that.
How about some poached eggs?
Edith, the answer to every problem ain't something to eat. I couldn't hold nothing on my stomach anyhow.
Oh, Archie, don't worry. Even if worse comes to worst, remember our mothers and fathers. They lived through the Big Depression, and they made it.
She sits beside him.
I'll never forget the way it hit my old man. And here he was, a breadwinner all them years, and then, just like that, the paychecks, they stopped coming. Why? And he was always asking why, and nobody could tell him. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, sure it was, Archie. But look at you. You came through it real good.
Oh, Edith, gee, I was only a kid.
With sad eyes, he peers downward.
My old man never got over it. Took the heart right out of him. And he wasn't all that old neither, you know. He was just about my age now.
You won't have to worry about that drunk calling no more, Archie.
Thanks, Dave.
He's coming over here. I gave him your address.
Coming over here?
Sure, when he gets here, I'll slap the cuffs on him. Gonna be quite a night, ain't it? Huh?
Laughing, Dave the cop taps Archie's arm with his billy club. Edith nods off in her chair as the kids doze on the couch. While Dave taps his billy club in his hand, Archie glares. Dave's smile fades and he stops.
You like being a cop, don't you, Dave?
You want the truth? I love it. Call me the fuzz, call me pig. I really love it. I can tell you why in two words. Job security.
Archie squirms in his chair.
I better get the coffee.
She exits.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad wanted me to go into his business. When he heard that I was going to become a cop, he hated my guts.
How'd you know that?
He told me, Dave, I hate your guts. You know, I got four cousins, all my age, guys with families, all laid off in the last year. Who knows when they'll work again? Again, with the economy the way it is, it could be never. But we civil servants, we just keep rolling. We keep on rolling.
Switch that off, huh?
Dave turns to him, surprised.
We ain't exactly Jan Fish, you know.
That's him, Dave. What do we do?
Let him in and get him started talking, then I'll nab him. Go on. I'll hide back here.
Okay, shush.
Archie hushes the kids. As Dave hides on the stairs, he gets the door.
Mrs. Wiedemeyer, what are you doing up at 3:30 in the morning?
I'm a night person, Mr. Bunker. I didn't know you were. May I come in? Oh, you're all night people.
Hello, Mrs. Wiedemeyer.
Coffee's ready.
Oh, hello, Edith. I didn't know you were a night person, too.
Hi, Clara. What are you doing up at this hour?
I just came back from a date. A plumber who likes widows. He took me to a house party in the Bronx. 12 people. All the men were plumbers. Anyway, I invited him into my house for a cup of coffee, but I'm all out of coffee. Your lights were on, so I thought maybe I could borrow some.
Oh, Clara, I'm sorry. I just made a pot and I used it all up. Why don't you ask him over here for a cup?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
No, hold it. Mrs. Wiedemeyer, I don't mind you being here because you're a friend of my wife's and all that, but I don't want no strangers running around the house this time of night, you understand, huh?
Oh, sure.
Well, Clara, it's too bad you can't have a cup yourself.
Well, actually, I can.
Well, what about the plumber?
May I use your phone? I'll call and tell.
Clara dials the phone.
The fact is, Mrs. Wiedemeyer, I'm expecting a telephone call myself at almost any moment, and I'd like to keep that line free.
I know what you mean. Hello, Harold? Harold, this is Clara. Thank you for answering the telephone in my house. Listen, Harold, our date is over now. I'm going to stay here with the neighbors for a while, so you go home. I know you didn't kiss me goodnight. That's the way the cookie crumples. I don't like to slur a whole race, but plumbers sure are pushy.
Sit down, Clara, and I'll pour you some coffee.
Dave, there he is.
All set, Arch.
Clara sits.
Oh, Edith, there's a cop in your living room.
Turn me up, will you? We're trying to make a pinch.
Archie opens the door to a delivery man.
Pizza King.
Pizza King.
That's what I said. We got a mozzarella.
You know, wait a minute, kiddo. We didn't order no pizza here.
I ordered it, Arch.
You ordered a pizza. Do you hear that, Edith? This guy orders pizza at 4 o'clock in the morning. You got no control over the events of this house, Edith. What is the matter with you? Come over here. Listen, Finney ain't called yet, and I'm scared that the news is going to be bad.
Oh, Archie, they say no news is good news.
There you sit down there, Edith. Now, don't say nothing, Mrs. Wiedemeyer. Dave, we're ready. Dave? Dave, put down that pizza and come on, Edith.
All set, Archie.
Get back up there in your hiding place.
Archie opens the door to a reeling drunk of similar age to himself.
Hi, fella.
Come on in, we're waiting for you.
The heavyset drunk staggers in and stares at Edith.
Valerie!
As she bolts, he leers at Clara.
My Lou, he's talking dirty. There it is, Dave. With your cuffs on him.
Hey, Dave, I didn't see you standing there. Why didn't you say hello?
Well, I didn't want to butt in while you was talking, sir.
Dave, do you know this Lush?
He's my sergeant.
Your sergeant?
What's going on here?
Where's the party? There's no party, Sarge. Just a regular family.
Oh, no. A real family? Oh, fuck. I feel rotten about this. It happens every time I go out and I toast a friend or two. But it's so self-destructive. And I make such a spectacle of myself.
I don't believe this.
I'll go. But I hope you people won't let this change your feelings about the police.
Oh, no. Won't change my feelings about the police.
Michael and Gloria scarf pizza at the table.
Good boy, son.
Come on, Sergeant. We'll get some air.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay, Arch.
As Dave leads him to the door, the drunk turns, struggling to speak. He reels outside as Dave follows.
I think I'll go home now.
Well, I think that would be a very good idea, Mrs. Weedy.
Good night, Clara.
Good night, Edith. You know, I didn't understand one thing that went on here.
As she leaves, Archie spots someone.
Feeny, I thought you was going to call me. What are you doing here? Come on in, Feeny. Edith. Here he is. Say hello to Harry Feeney.
Yeah, we was waiting for you to call.
All right, tell us, what do you know?
First of all, I couldn't call any earlier. You see, as I make my rounds, I have to stick my key in all these different gizmos, and I have to get to them on time because they register when I've been there.
Yeah, but what about the list, Feeney?
Just a minute. Now, if I get to one of the gizmos too late, most people don't know this. An alarm goes off in the police station. It's as if the gizmo was saying, Harry Feeney's late and something is wrong.
Feeney, what did you find out?
I'm trying to tell you. Now, I only have a certain amount of time between gizmos. Now, when I'm making the rounds of the executive offices, I've got just 13 minutes. Now, 13 minutes isn't much time to look through 20 offices for one piece of paper. And the first 8 times around, I never found it.
But the 9th time, what about the 9th time?
I found it. It was on Vanderhoosen's desk under 4 unsigned letters and a big brass paperweight.
Oh, Feeney, spare me the paperweight, huh?
Heart-shaped.
All right. Who got the axe?
Well, they're cutting back 20% down the line, just like they said, Archie. And they're knocking off 3 departments, including yours.
Archie turns away.
Including Archie's?
Right. But they're keeping the 3 department heads. They're keeping the 3 foremen.
That's you, Archie!
He reels in shock.
Hey, see, I told you.
Archie pulls away.
Congratulations! That's great!
Get it out here. What do you mean, congratulations? You don't have to congratulate me for nothing. Gee, there's nothing happening to me. You should think I was Lazarus rising from the bed. What are you standing here for? Go on upstairs. Don't be bothering.
What's the matter, Archie? I thought you'd be happy to hear the news.
Oh, he's worried about little Emmanuel and Elmo.
No, Edith, I ain't worried about nothing or nobody. So a couple of guys get laid off. They'll find something for themselves in a day or so. I want to tell you all something about this good old U.S. of A. No man starves in this great country if he's willing to go out there and work. Them that waits, eats. And we're gonna eat now. Pizza, go on, you like yours. Get out of here. Go on up the bed, Feeney. Sit down. Here's the pizza. Eat it. Don't stand there. Go on in the kitchen and bring us out some beers. Dig in, Feeney. Ho, ho, ho!
Punching the air, Archie sits and eats with Feeney as the others scatter. Exiting the kitchen, Edith stirs a foaming glass.
Archie, here's your bicarb.
All right, Edith, leave it there. Now, why did you let that son-in-law of yours bring pizza into this house at 4:00 in the morning?
He was hungry, Archie.
And then on top of that, you give me beer to drink.
Well, you asked for it.
Oh, Edith, there's times I question your judgment.
He slumps in his chair.
Archie, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You better take a shower and get to work.
What do you mean? I can't take this stomach to work with me either. You're going to have to call in for me. I ain't going.
Archie, you could lose your job.
Oh, Edith, as solid as I am with the bosses, what are you talking about?
Archie grins smugly. Then, as he carefully considers, his face falls, and he reaches for the glass.
I better go to work, Edith.
Grabbing the bicar, he rises and heads upstairs with Edith at his heels. Directed by John Rich, teleplay by Norman Lear, Don Nickel, and Brian Joseph, story by William Bickley Jr. Holly Irving as Clara Wiedermeyer, Burt Mustin as Harry Feeney, Sandy Kenyon as Dave the Cop, Jack Perkins as The Drunk, associate producer Jane Thompson.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Music by Roger Kellaway. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. CBS produced at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions, Inc. A Viacom presentation.